Here is the guest host, the Jeopardy! Katie Couric, Ken Jennings, Robin Roberts, LeVar Burton.
After weeks and weeks of celebrity guest host tryouts, it's a double Jeopardy. The game show will have two hosts. Executive producer Mike Richards got the job, and so did actress Mayim Bialik, who will take over primetime specials and spinoffs. News that the job will be shared actually bothered quite a few fans this week, so let's bring in NPR TV critic Eric Deggans to figure out why. Eric, welcome back.
That little bit of audio made it sound like all those guys did one show.
Like it was a busy show.
That would have been an amazing show.
They were clawing at each other to see who would win. Look, Eric, I know that 20 million people watch Jeopardy every week, but I still don't understand why so many people care about this search to replace Alex Trebek.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons. Number one, 20 million viewers per show is a lot. I'll remind you that the Olympics in Tokyo averaged 16 million viewers a night in primetime. So Jeopardy did better than that. But part of it is also that the most recent host, Alex Trebek, who passed away of cancer recently, he is a national treasure of sorts. You know, people, I think, are very interested in seeing who will take over as the new steward of the show. And I think that's one reason why this choice was also a little controversial for people.
But, you know, as a casual observer, Eric, it was kind of surprising to me that after this tryout session that was filled with celebrities and big names, that they actually landed on the person that most people had never heard of before, Mike Richards. So why? And what do we need to know about him?
Why don't, you know, I can't mind meld with the people who, you know, syndicate Jeopardy to find out exactly why they made the choice they did. But Mike is somebody who knows the show. And I'm thinking his pitch to the people who syndicate the show is that he knows how to present the show in a way that's consistent with what Trebek did before, but he's younger. And so it will have a little bit of a younger feel just because he is who he is. But it feels a little bit, you know, people have referenced Dick Cheney, who famously led George W. Bush's search for a vice president and then said, hey, you know, pick me. Yeah. I mean, when you say, how did Mike Richards get this job? I mean, he was in charge of helping them figure out who got the job. So that, I guess maybe that explains it, you know, in a much quicker way.
Well, he won't be alone. The other co-host, Mayim Bialik, people would likely recognize her from her roles in The Big Bang Theory, Blossom. She's also the first woman now to be a permanent host of the game show. Here she is responding to the news recently.
It's been a very exciting and overwhelming day, but in a very good way. Spoke to Mike Richards, who is my fellow host of Jeopardy now. And that was really awesome to get to tell him how I thought all along that he was going to be the host. And it was just really, really nice.
So, Eric, she sounds thrilled, frankly, but I did see you tweeting that adding her feels like an awkward attempt to avoid criticism. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, they had a roster that included a lot of ethnic diversity and women, and then have the main host who gets picked be another white guy. I think people felt that they weren't really genuine in sort of giving people the chance to prove that they could be a worthy successor to Trebek, particularly LeVar Burton, the host of Reading Rainbow and someone who inspired an online petition that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people signed to try and get him a slot guest hosting. Now, also, Mike Richards, he's executive producer of The Price is Right, and several models have sued that show saying that they were treated unfairly when they got pregnant. And one of them said that he said some pretty harsh things to her when she let him know that she was pregnant. Those lawsuits have been resolved in different ways. He's either been dropped from them or they settled one of them. So to then have them suddenly, surprisingly announce that there's two hosts and the other host is a woman, it just felt like it was kind of designed to maybe blunt criticism or concern. It's also in the way they announce what Mayim Bialik would be doing.
Right.
It sounds like she's kind of a backup and kind of has an ancillary role. It feels very much like something they kind of hastily put together in order to blunt criticism of the main guy that they picked.
Right. You mentioned LeVar Burton just briefly. This was the fan favorite, right? You mentioned the online petition. He didn't get the job. What have we heard from LeVar Burton?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people could see that the production seemed to have people that it favored, and I don't think LeVar Burton was fooling himself that he had much of a shot. He has said on Twitter that, you know, he was grateful for the opportunity to host it when he did. People have been looking at the ratings of the guest hosts and saying that he had the lowest rating. But the ratings for the show has kind of gone down as there have been more guest hosts. And LeVar Burton was the last guest host. So it seems like maybe the show's core viewers started to tune out a bit. And so now the question is, you know, they hired Mike Richards. Will the ratings rebound when he takes over the show? Or was it more a sense that there's a cadre of viewers who wanted to see Alex Trebek doing it, and it doesn't matter who's going to be the new host. They're not going to watch, and then the ratings for the show is going to go down. That's the question that we have yet to have an answer to.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Peter O'Dowd.
And I'm Scott Tong. It's Here and Now.